The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 6-1 in conference play and 9-1 overall. Michigan hosts Indiana on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go to questions.
All right, we'll take those now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, FanRag Sports.
Hey, Jim. Revisiting yesterday about Chris Evans, wondering a couple things. Are you guys confident with his size? Do you like where he's at right now physically as far as build goes? And what do you think about his ability as far as the absorb contact, and what can he do to improve his yards after contact?
A lot of stuff there. Yeah, physically he's doing a great job. Like we talked about yesterday, he's been one of the most outstanding freshmen, true freshmen on our team. He's made very good contribution, and going forward to the process of improving his play. What are you looking for exactly?
Well, what can he do to improve his yards after contact and absorbing contact?
I think he does a good job of his yards after contact, but as every player does, they improve in multiple ways, but physical part of his game has been good. That's from my perspective. Maybe you have a different one, but it's been very good from my vantage point.
Thank you, Jim.
Yep.
Your next question is from David Evans, Sports on Earth.
Jim, the committee says it doesn't consider margin of victory when it's assessing teams' resumes. What do you think about that, and do you think that's realistic?
No, I believe them when they say that.
What do you think about that as a stated policy?
I think I'm good with that.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Coach, even after the loss, you still control your own destiny in terms of winning the Big Ten and beyond. Is it just a matter of refocusing and hard working and keeping the mantra one win at a time?
Well, it's been the focus of our team, the work ethic of our team has been a positive the entire year. We have big dreams there. But it's been a positive, those two things.
Coach, I realize you never want one loss to lead to a second loss. In your opinion, is it harder to move your team on from a close loss or a large loss, or are they both equally difficult?
Yeah, a loss is a loss in terms of how it feels.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time. In almost every game, the Hoosiers have been able to score points. What do they do offensively to cause defenses problems?
Very good scheme. Athletic running backs, playmakers, quarterback, very physical offensive line. They have playmakers, and they have an outstanding scheme, and they do all the things necessary in terms of physicality in the front to get it done. They're very good at putting points on the board.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Nick Baumgartner, M Life Media Group.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, we talked to Chet about this at some point this year, but I don't know if we ever did with you. How tough of a decision was that in the fall between Wilton and John, and what all did John improve upon, you know, from spring to summer and into fall that you saw?
Yeah, we've talked about this at length many times, that all the quarterbacks were really playing well in the fall, and I think, you know, all of our quarterbacks have continued good play and improving play each. Wilton, more obvious for you and the public and opponents to see, because he's been playing in the games. I think, you know, you've seen John and Shane in the games as well. In all areas, I think the improvement has been steady by all of our quarterbacks, and our team has felt great about the quarterback play that we've gotten from Wilton and all the quarterbacks that have been in the ball games.
Thanks, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Andy Seligman, Associated Press.
Yeah, hi Jim. There have been reports that Wilton Spade has a broken collarbone. I'm just wondering, is the report accurate? And if so, what's the time frame for him to come back?
Well, I never really get into the talk. Not a doctor, and hate to be the third person talking about these things because I don't have because I'm not that. He remains questionable for Saturday, and we'll reevaluate after that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.